The town of Halton Hills is looking at the old armory on the Georgetown Fairgrounds for heritage designation. A staff report that went to the Heritage Committee on June 15 said the building meets the criteria for cultural heritage value or interest under the Ontario Heritage Act. A regulation within the Act lays out the criteria for designating a building as a heritage property. It must have design or physical value. If the building has characteristics, construction materials and methods, style and is rare, it can meet that requirement. The property is also assessed for degree of craftsmanship and scientific achievement. If a building is associated with a historical event, person, theme, belief, among other things, then it can qualify as well. Historical buildings have the power to help people understand the local culture, the community, as well as the mind that made it. Hence why the Heritage Act guides assessors to examine historical and associative value as well. Finally, contextual value is also measured. Is it a landmark? Does it complement the character of the surrounding neighborhood? Is it historically linked to its surroundings? The report describes the old armory as a rare surviving example of an early drill shed built in the 1860s. Very few drill sheds are left in Ontario as most were demolished. The one in Hornby was demolished in 2005. The town makes note of the simple and utilitarian design of the shed, which is typical of sheds like it because they were quick and easy to build. The shed was part of the then Canadian government's response to the Fenian raids, which lasted from 1866 to 1871. These were a series of raids carried out by an Irish-American militia to conquer Canada. The Lawrence Scots, a primary reserve regiment of the Canadian Army with companies in Oakville, Brampton and Georgetown, has strong historical association with the old armory as well. They fought in both World Wars and have used the armory and the area around it as a parade ground. Its history and location make it a landmark. It's one only a few buildings on the fairgrounds, making it hard to miss. Plaques near the building commemorate its history, and the building is often used by Globe Production, a local musical theatre group.